Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
You mean that's your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new Untold Story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story overtold?
No, baby!
It's a new Untold Story.
Today's episode is brought to you by 3Chi. Of all things in...
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Restaurant. Gigantic E. coli scale.
Wait.
I loved their fried ice cream, though.
The buffet, the $5 buffet.
Oh, I don't know if that was the same thing. No, you're thinking of... CC's pizza.
Yeah, I never went to Chi Chi's, but I know what it is with the pepper and the logo. Yep.
I went to CC's pizza in college, first date with this girl, and I thought it would be cute to like sneak in alcohol.
You went to CC's pizza?
Yeah, and I got the mac and cheese pizza, and the crust ripped right off, mac and cheese face down on my pants.
Why'd you go to CC's?
I thought it would be like cute, like fun, like. Because you could go there, and I've talked about this. You can go there, and you can make your own pizza, and they make it, but you get to name it, and they yell out the name of the pizza, so you could have some fun.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it was fun. I did banana peppers and onion, and I was called Boy with a Crooked Spine. That was my custom.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought that's what hit me when I was making it. I was like, this is my creation called Boy with a Crooked Spine. Episode number 336.
Seven.
337.
337. Nice. Welcome back. Thank you, everybody. Before we get into anything, we got a package from a friend of the program. Any guesses?
Josh Potter?
Who's with us these days? Who's fucking with us these days?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Is it a person?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, a lot of like business, a lot of conglomerates fuck with us.
Yeah, a lot of conglomerates fuck with us.
Yeah. Friend of the program. Guest?
No.
So someone we've emasculated.
Segment?
Yes.
Brawley?
Yeah, the parrot is. Yeah.
The quadriplegic sent us a package. This poor guy, he's been a quadriplegic for like maybe 2-3 years.
Still in the honeymoon phase.
Look what street he lives on.
Oh, no. Someone said this as a prank.
No.
The quadriplegic kid.
Things can't get any worse.
He lives on Nimrod Street.
Oh, the quadriplegic down on Nimrod Street.
Dude, yeah. Why don't you wheel your way back to Nimrod Street where you live?
Where'd you grow up, Nimrod?
He lives on Nimrod Street. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no. Do we just dox him? How many could there be? Can you Google Nimrod Street and see the first thing that pops up? I think we might have just doxed Brawley. Thank you for the package, bro.
Yeah, there might not be any. Yeah,
dude, I saw it and I like.
There's only one.
He lives on the only.
Yeah, that makes sense that there's only one Nimrod Street where he lives.
Where can you say the state? Make sure he's not fucking with us.
New York.
It's New York.
Yeah.
Not a big street.
No.
Kind of a small street.
Remarkably small street.
Oh, it's tiny.
Remarkably small street.
Can't even open this,
damn.
Dude.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Just The paraplegic boy that lives down on Nimrod Street. Dude, that's so funny.
That sounds like a Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, he grew up down on Nimrod Street.
Yeah, I knew this kid, Bronny.
Nick, thank you for the roast. Here's a little a one-of-one meal-used knife. Good luck on your road to 200, Brawley. We got to have him on. Yeah, we really do.
We do.
I mean, we know where he lives. That's close enough.
What a guy.
Oh, it's a quadriplegic knife.
That's what they're using?
That's what they're...
What?
It's probably so he probably can't grip very well.
Can't use his... Can't pick it up with his feet.
Wow.
Oh,
that,
nice.
Look at the handle on that. Thanks, Brawley. We do have to have him in. Really? Yeah. Open invite. Open invite.
Definitely.
Oh, he's the man. Brawley from Nimrod Street.
Nimrod.
Yeah. Come on. Come. This dude needs a break.
That's a Bluffington-ass road.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, like Roger.
Yeah, like, dude, he's hunting nematodes on Nimrod Street. Oh, man. I tried to do some news. Okay. I lost it. I had it for a little bit. I lost it. So I'm going to try. This is pissing me off.
Yeah, that cord's in the way.
What, housekeeping?
Since you want, we're starting with...
Well, some people aren't as lucky.
What do you mean? Oh, no. Jesus Christ, dude. All right.
Have much. Let me just get it out of the way.
Hold on. No. Let me just go for it. Let me go, because I only have like four things. This one I didn't even have a joke for. This was almost a reply tweet from me. Disney is planning to lay off 7,000 employees, and I saw like a news, and everybody was like, you know, everybody was replying, and I just wanted to reply, "Fire Pumbaa." That would be pretty funny. Just, I think just somebody calling for his job. Connecticut priest reports a possible miracle involving multiplying communion hosts. Tons of white hosts. What is this, the yak? Too many.
Wait, what's multiplying?
Yeah, I don't get... What does that mean?
The priest is saying they're not running out of the wafers. The communion wafers. Like, they're not going away.
They're not taking Jesus?
Yeah. No, I mean, no. They're just like... They'll have like a chalice of them, and it's not going down.
Where are they distributed? Where do you get them? How
I used
do
to
you
buy
get
communion.
Them?
Wafers are some of my favorite food. Any sort of wafer, vanilla.
Oh,
communion.
I get like the Kit Kat type, but not the flat,
any
flavorless.
Sort. No, I think they're good.
How does the church get their communion?
Wafers?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have to buy them themselves, do they?
Available on Amazon.
Yeah, probably from Amazon.
Okay, and then it becomes Jesus.
Yeah, and in a flash.
Yeah, okay.
In transit, yeah.
Can you buy it already as Jesus? If so, we should have a Jesus off.
Pre-Jesus communion.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more expensive.
Definitely.
I used to have to refuse it every time because I'm not Catholic and I went to a Catholic school.
Oh, that sucks.
And
the shame.
No, I felt pretty cool, actually. Because everyone else was just going up there and eating, and I would have you go up there and you go like this.
You wouldn't do that.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's how I
think
I was
told. You are. Yeah,
you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to Wakanda.
You should just sit in your pew.
You shouldn't. Just,
no one's
yeah, you just don't
notice.
Go up.
Yeah.
That's what I was told, dude.
Did you have to smack it like that, like a Samoan haka?
Yeah, you do a haka. Yeah.
NFL owners vote in favor of letting players wear number 0. You know who I'd like to see wear 0? Hot women.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. All right. Barbie makers celebrate the power of representation. They now have a Barbie with scoliosis. She comes with a back brace. Lego is also doing the same. They have a new plethora of new characters with disabilities as part of a broader push for more diversity within its toy lineup. So there's now a Lego figure that has Down syndrome, there's a Lego figure that has a limb length difference, and there's a Lego figure with anxiety. And I thought this was actually pretty cool. I thought this was nice. What?
Yeah.
And I think more marginalized groups should have games and toys pivot to represent them more. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I was thinking the classic board game Don't Wake Daddy, that might not be relatable to some inner city children. So they should re-release Go Ahead and Do Whatever.
Did you just say go ahead?
Go ahead, do whatever. Yeah. Empty bed. Go ahead, do whatever. Also, like, the game of life. You gotta, you know, there has to also be, for pro-choice, you know, if you... For there has to be representation if you were aborted.
Okay.
So this is the game of life. This is the game of life if you were an aborted fetus. Yeah. Only one square. And then also Jenga. You have to think we're in New York City. Think of Pete Davidson. He lost his dad in 9/11. So a Jenga for kids who lost parents in 9/11, it would just be just a one piece. Just one wooden block. That's what I was... I was also thinking of, like... You know, Twister for, like, paraplegics, just like a circle. yeah, one wheel, yeah, colorblind and quadriplegic, one wheel gray. and then I was also, I ran out of time. I was going to do Game Boy for gays, and I was just photoshopping it in an asshole. Just a regular ass Game Boy, but it's in an asshole. That's all I had, man. What do you got?
Housekeeping. I put like a couple things.
Yeah.
Bench press 245 times 8 on the Smith machine.
Nice.
Weed. I'm on the Stizzy glass tip hybrid 40s, 3 to 4 hits.
Glass tip. Need.
They're like this big. Mm-hmm. The same size as the baby Jeeters. They're Stizzy. They're 40s. They have the keef on the outside with the glass tip. Something about that works for me, and I'm smelling like memories now.
You're smelling like memories?
Like, when I'm thinking, I perceive things like a child. Like I remember old perceptions now. So like when I think of my neighbor's basement, like I can smell it distinctly on this weed.
Oh.
And my memory was going to shit. Now it's back.
Okay. But is it an actual glass tip that is on it?
It's the end is glass. What you suck into is
it's like
glass.
The filter is glass.
Yeah, it's less jarring.
Nice, nice, mm-hmm. Nice housekeeping. Do you have a area code?
Yeah, 337 is Southwestern Louisiana.
Southwestern Louisiana.
I feel like
Louisiana.
We've done like a couple
Lake Charles?
Lake Charles, yeah. Lafayette, New Iberia.
We're just doing the TV.
Oh, we're switching it over to TV. Oh, cool.
We're going to try to do visual aids.
Is it three?
Yeah, that makes
three.
Sense.
Yeah. Wait till you see how cool this visual aid is. It's going to blow you away.
Boom. Damn.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah. That was,
that's what we call context.
Yeah, that's good, finally.
Along the Gulf, along Texas. What are they known for? Lafayette, nay, Vermilionville is the flagship city of the area code.
Vermilion is a good Slipknot song. Vermilion? Part 2.
Is it named after the Ohio town, maybe?
Ooh, I don't know. They're from Iowa.
A lot of those bands are from that area.
No, they're from Ohio. A lot, yeah, dude.
So what do we got? Oil and gas, Creoles, and...
What was it?
Creoles.
Is it I thought... Okay.
And Cajuns. The most restaurants per capita of any major city. And I guess they do cuisine, a medley of cuisines very well. Not just Creole and whatever, Cajun. They are also known for drive-through daiquiri stores.
Okay. Sounds good. I like daiquiris.
So you can drive through, but you can't drink it in your car.
Mm.
But I don't think people would... People aren't going to get like a rapidly melting frozen beverage and just like say well, that
so it's
chemically
you're drinking
addicted
it on the way home.
To. Yeah, they're drinking and driving, which is fine.
I got clowned for daiquiris when we were in Louisiana. We went. There was a place in the Le Bourget Casino called Daiquiri Dogs, and it was a really bad dyslexia moment. I I was texting PFT and I said, hey, meet me at Dequarius Dogs.
Dequarius?
Dequarius?
Yeah. Well, I called him because the text, it would have been fine, but I said,
yeah, that would have still been tagged.
Yeah, so I called him. I was like, I'm at Dequarius Dogs. He's like, what'd you say? I'm like, I'm at Dequarius. I'm outside of Dequarius.
Oh, this was you speaking it.
Yeah, I said,
oh, that's way worse than texting.
Yeah, way worse than
texting. Said Dequarius?
Texting it is still daiquiris.
Wait, you read daiquiris as Dequarius out loud?
Yeah.
That's not dyslexia.
That's not dyslexia.
Because that's still the same order of letters, kind of. I think you just thought it was Dequarius.
You saw the D, you saw the Q, you got overwhelmed, and you spat out Dequarius.
Dequarius. Dequarius Dogs. Dequarius Dogs sounds like a place in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, so these, I mean, I actually like, I'm a fan of Louisiana. I'm not going to roast them. And Lafayette, they're famous people. Mount Rushmore is incredible.
It's got to be like
it's better
jazz
than entire
singers.
States. No. And you can guess. The two women, two men. The first is an actress with over 38 million followers on Instagram. She's 22 years old, about 29 in pog years. She's starring in a forthcoming Eli Roth slasher alongside Patrick Dempsey. Any guesses? 38 million followers, 22 years old.
Oh, it's is it the girl that plays Wednesday?
I don't know what that what
Jenna
what does
Ortega?
That mean?
Jenna Ortega.
No. Her name rhymes with that is gay. Yeah, Addison Rae. Addison Rae. All right. That's like one of the most that's one of the biggest stars. Popping up from Gen
what,
Z right now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Born in Lafayette. Raised there, I think, too. Or, yeah, Lafayette. The next one. One of the top female podcasters in the world. 2021 iHeartRadio Podcast of the Year winner. A woman. 2 million on Instagram. The 12th most famous main cast member on a network television show. 12th.
Oh, Jenna Fisher.
Her nickname, according to the Dunderpedia page, I may have gave something away there. Kitchen Witch, Voodoo, Mama Juju, Monkey. these are kind of deceiving nicknames. Pumpkin, Little Onion, Booster.
The one that was married to Dwight.
Angela Kinsey. Kinsey. Yes.
Can you run back that nickname again, dude?
This is on aliases. Monkey, Kitchen Witch, Voodoo Mama Juju, Juju Boo Boo.
Nah, wouldn't have guessed.
Angela. And the next two are two MMA legends, Daniel Cormier and Dustin Poirier.
That makes sense. Louisiana, so, I mean, last name. Big. Yeah.
Lake Charles, lousy list for Lake Charles. Their top, their most famous is a cardiovascular surgeon. With a career spanning 8 decades.
Ooh. I didn't know you could be in the game.
That eighth decade had to be stressful.
I don't want my heart. Yeah. Eighth decade. He wasn't a doctor when he was 10.
He died at 99. The Wikipedia says cardiovascular surgeon for 8 decades.
Did he start at 19 as a surgeon?
He took the MCAT on papyrus. Number two. Penquill, and no guesses.
No guess. For the cardiac, this for the surgeon.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Last name. First name Michael.
Okay.
And then the last name rhymes with DaBaby, like Roddy Ricch. It's Michael E. DaBakey. Come on. The cardiovascular surgeon.
Yeah, yeah.
Five stars. Dua Lipa and DaBakey. Yeah. So, the mayor. We're going to go with Lafayette.
Oh, we got a mayor.
Yeah? Josh Guillory. Instagram handle, Josh dot G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y, the mayor of Lafayette. And I'm going to give him a 5-degree penalty for unnecessary username punctuation. I hate the periods. I hate underscores too, but even those can be excused. But a period in a username is it pisses me off for some reason.
What's mayor president?
Yeah, exactly.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm a peasant prince. 1673 followers, decent. 745 now. So he's posted twice since I started this yesterday. He posts too much.
He posts way too much.
And what has he got in his bio? Mayor, president, don't know what that means. Lifelong Republican? Lifelong?
Yeah?
I mean, that's, you just... That's not how it works.
Yeah, I guess you, yeah. Kids aren't... Yeah.
You're, yeah. Not a, you're not a Republican. This is my Republican baby. Oh, hey, you.
Aw.
Yeah.
Goo Goo MAGA.
Oh!
Yeah.
DeSantis.
Cunts. I don't know what they believe in, what their tenets are. Deregulation of corporations. On to the heat check. And we have to scroll to get to a fit pick.
Okay.
Suits don't count. We know how that works. You know what I'm looking at. 6 days ago. Right there in the middle.
Okay.
Middle. He's on. You pulled up to the state powerlifting championships wearing one of the dorkiest fits you could wear to such an event. He's flanked by two of the colder white boys in the L. His shirt. He's wearing a polo Ralph Lauren Algebra 2 quad-ruled graphing paper youth extra large button up.
Rudy, pull up a Sega Dreamcast game. He's wearing the Dreamcast fit.
With the collar squeezing his lip nodes like a tenured cancer doctor. $98.50. He got it from the Kohl's on the Crossroads Annex on Ambassador Parkway.
Maybe he's not wearing the Dreamcast fit.
He dropped $100 on some unfinished homework. Look at that lame ass fit, dude. F times X equals Y. Did you put this on, man? Got the Kohl's math class virgin shirt on. And I never did this before. No. And I never did this before. No.
Wait, what song was that?
Wet Dreams. By J. Cole.
Right,
yeah.
Wasn't nothing like that first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got on a math class. look at even the polo logo looks sad as hell. He gets no bitches. That's a headless horseman fantasizing about 8008135. Dog, you live on a nipple. Lousy ass shirt. You pulled up to the high school state meet wearing Monday's assignment. Dude, you're stressing out the kids. They're gonna get the yips in the squat rack. I know that little Ralph logo gotta be embarrassed as hell to be seen like this in public in front of all the local jocks. Little Ralph's trying to disguise himself. Where's Waldo Emerson? That polo horseman is irate that it has to live in honors geometry for the rest of his life. Stuck on a Cartesian coordinate, about to fall asleep in class, slobbering on the x-axis like it's in a K-hole. Little Ralph is so pissed. Little Ralph is so pissed he's about to beat up Scott Farkas. Oh, fudge, looking ass outfit. Get that grit off your chest.
Bad
fit. It's a decent shirt. I don't even care. Belt needs work like the 695 down to Annapolis. Horrific navy pants like a seal's last breaths. Also Ralph Lauren, $47.50 from Macy's. The shoes, fuck the shoes. Speaking of which.
those are bad.
Yeah. Speaking of which, scroll down to March 21st.
I'm sorry for interrupting. It reminds, was there a Sega game that was the, never mind.
Yeah, I don't, it, March 20, is he posting so many times on March 21st? Look at this. He's posted at the Republican Foot Fetish Convention, looking guilty as hell.
What?
Oh no! At the foot.
What are you talking about?
The foot fetish. I don't think that.
Just go back one picture.
This one.
Middle. No.
That's a great
area. Right
oh
there.
Shit!
No, that's the foot fetish convention.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
What?
I don't know what that is. He has a bunch of colas and waters. No meal. He's got that old school. That's that xenophobic white supremacy old school foot fetish, too. They don't fuck with soul food. They don't fuck with Zapatos. They don't fuck with Premier League football. He needs Tommy Lahren. skin board. Then on March 1st. Jesus, how much is it?
Yeah. He's posting a lot.
Look at this. He's wearing the same exact fit, dude. How you can't wear the same L in the month of March twice. This dude's outfit lost in the conference and the NIT. It's a lousy fit. He doesn't pass the heat check.
No.
Damn.
He can't. Oh, man.
He looks like every accountant I've ever worked with.
He looks like a standard normal guy. I'm really scratching and clawing to roast these dudes.
I need to understand this a little bit more. Where is the foot one again?
Right there. Up.
Am I blind?
Up, yep. Down. Up. That's down.
Right to your right.
Oh, my God.
Up, middle. Middle. Yeah.
That was insane.
This is Daquarius again. This is Daquarius. Acadiana Republican women heels on the ground.
Yeah, what's the what are the other photos?
Oh God.
Hmm. Whoa!
This is get this man a coaster.
Yeah, that's a that yeah.
That is dripped.
Yeah, that's fire.
What's your drippiest photo?
Drippiest photo.
Is it you in that Fila jumpsuit?
No.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Somebody sent me your senior picture that you had. I don't know how that it was from an anonymous account, and you were wearing a DGK,
oversized, the photographed,
yeah,
senior picture.
Yeah,
I was wearing a what?
You were wearing a DGK, Dirty Ghetto Kids, the skate company tee, and it was the purple drink one. It had a double cup of like purple drink pouring out, and it just said DG. I think it said DGK. Yeah. It said something about the lean, but I think that's your drippiest fit.
I've never worn that.
Yeah,
it's a lie.
No.
Yeah, I don't like photograph myself when I'm like looking fly. I don't. What do you do? Like, hey, can you get me? Can you take this pic of me or what?
When you're in a drippy fit, you probably try to get into photos.
Trying to think, Rudy, would you ever like ask someone to take your picture?
No, I resorted to early in my media whatever to just walking down the street shamelessly. Taking selfies of myself, and that's actually how I got roped into the Shakespearean acting class, because I was just like,
what the fuck? What did you just say?
What?
I was
what do you mean you act? That's actually like, we knew that backstory.
I didn't know
you got roped like into a Shakespearean.
I feel like I was getting to the point where I was telling everyone about this, because it was a funny story, but I was like, I'm talking about it too much, so I thought I had told you guys that story. I was leaving work one day. I was pretty high, and I was like, I want to post like something. I feel like I needed like that need to post. So I was like trying to take a selfie. I don't even remember what it was about, but since I was high, I was like, usually I'm like very, I have a lot of anxiety about it because it's really embarrassing to take photos of yourself walking down the street. And I was taking photos of myself, and this guy walks by, this like 50-year-old dude walks by with his dog. And he's like, hey, like, you want me to take your photo? I see you struggling. And I was like, yeah, sure.
So wait, you were like, was it a selfie? Or were you like propping your phone up?
No, I was holding it.
So a man came up to you and said, do you need me to take a photo of you?
He's like, do you want me to take a photo of you?
How have you not been fucked?
Well, wait. So,
oh, okay.
So
wait.
He's like, I'll take a photo.
How were you struggling? Did it not have like a front camera?
No, I was just like kind of like, he could tell I was taking multiple, and then maybe I had like.
Why were you doing this again?
Because I felt like I needed to post. It was very embarrassing.
So you took.
What was your fit?
I actually can pull up the photo that I took. That he took of me. Anyways, he is like, I'll take a photo of you. And we did, and I was like making him laugh.
Oh,
he kept...
I think I just saw you. Oh, that's all. That's all. That's your page.
It was this photo.
Did you think he was on the mayor's Instagram?
Yeah, I thought he was on someone else's Instagram. Yeah. I thought he was on the photographer. Some of them...
This is the photo that he took of me. And he was like, you're so like... charismatic and funny, and I'm like, oh, this old. I could tell he was homosexual. He was gay, and I was like, oh, this guy's trying to have sex with me. And he's like, yeah. I'm in this like acting class. You should do it because you have it. And I was like, oh, this is like my entourage moment. And so I went with him to the Shakespearean acting class.
What do you mean that was your entourage moment?
It was delusion. I was like, oh,
this is destiny. Like,
yeah, this is like a word, like you make it big and like whatever. And it's just an acting
Have you
class.
Seen Entourage?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You just get picked up off the street. Like Chris Pratt.
Entourage was like having a rich friend. And then
no, Vinny Chase came from nothing, baby. Queens Boulevard.
The backstory Vinny Chase's backstory.
Yeah, not drama. I'm not drama in this, dude.
So he asked you to go to a Shakespearean acting class?
He just said it was an acting class, and then after the fact, he's like, it's Shakespearean. And the guy that led the class was an actor that was in, you know the movie Warriors? Like, Warriors,
come out to play.
He's in that, and he's in an acting class. He's like a recovered alcoholic. Actually, a very interesting dude. Anyways, long story short, I go there, and they let me just sit on the class, and it's all, it's in this shitty-ass fucking theater. And I go and talk to him, and a lot of these, like, acting coaches or actors are, like, very, like, extra people. Like, they'll hold eye contact for mad long. They, like, make everything into a moment. Or, like...
Right.
Like, everything is sort of, like...
Every facial expression.
Yeah, everything is heightened.
Pragmatic expression is...
Everything is, like,
as if they're being filmed.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it's, like, an intense thing. He's, like... He looks at me. He's, like, I want you to do The Tempest. And I'm, like, okay? Like, what the fuck? And he's, like, have that ready for me. I'm, like, it's a... fucking play, like what one? And then he like finally texted me back. So I, long story short, I had to just go. It was like six Mondays in a row I had to go.
You
there.
Didn't have to do this,
but I was like,
yeah, what?
I was more curious. Like I was like, okay, like, and this guy Roger.
Do you have The Tempest memorized?
No, actually, I don't even think it was The Tempest. It was like, pray the spirits I pray you. That whole monologue, and I don't even remember it at all. But I had to go up there, and it was, like, kind of fun because it made me, like, really nervous. Like, it made me insanely nervous to go in front of these, like, people that were, like, legitimately trying to be actors, and I was just a twink that some guy wanted
to
fuck.
You were legit. Yeah, he was trying to – you were legitimately trying to be an actor.
Yeah, but no, I was terrible. And
you went six Mondays in a row.
Yeah, and then it was fun to feel nervous and, like, legitimately nervous. And then, yeah, you go
I wish
there.
That I – yeah, I'm just that all of the time.
Yeah.
You had to go to a gay acting class. Yeah. To feel you had to be surrounded by old men that are salivating to fuck your ass to feel nervous.
But this guy
– I just have to wake up.
This guy sensed that I was sort of, like, worried about his intentions, and he, like, after – we would, like, ride home together because we lived right
here. Oh, Rudy.
No, but he was like,
six
listen.
Mondays riding home.
I know.
Shakespeare.
It's bad. I know, but he was like, listen, I want you to know that I'm not trying to like do anything. I have a husband.
Oh, that's like when I told the girl I wasn't following her home.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh. And then, but he was like, I'm not trying to do anything. I like value our friendship. And I was like, he's a really nice dude. And then he got a Widowmaker. He had like one of those
heart attack,
and he survived it. Wild dude. Yeah, anyway, so that's.
Are you still in contact with him?
No, I haven't talked to him in a while.
So you've been to several, like, what, hour-plus long sessions.
There are three hours.
That's enough to, like, have an impact. What did it do for you?
Nothing.
So what did you do with The Tempest?
It wasn't The Tempest. I don't even remember what play it was, but I didn't do anything with it.
Did you read lines? Did you improv?
I read the monologue, and his whole thing was, like, this monologue teaches you how to act. He's like, Shakespearean's writing is so good that it, like, if you just say it correctly, you will naturally act. And that point I was like, what the fuck, dude? And then,
do you think his name's Shakespearean?
Whatever, you know what I mean. Shakespeare's writing. And he
how much did this run you by?
Oh yeah,
well yeah, so at first I was like, okay, well, like, if it's free, whatever. And then, like, after a while it was like, okay, it's $200 a month. And I was like, I'll do one just to see and like see where it goes. I mean, dude, I was new in New York. I was like, it's a fun story at the least. And then,
was it all men?
No.
Okay.
There was girls there. And then,
but he just thought you were good looking and he was like, you gotta do this class.
That was the underlying thing, is that like, I could tell that everyone was like, oh, he just brought him here 'cause he's like,
yeah,
my thinks he's attractive. He has no skill at acting.
Go
whatsoever.
To the next photo.
I was talking about when I had to dye my hair, so I put up a Britney Spears. Speaking of which, Hawaii.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought you were gay.
Yeah, Hawaii. This performance, by the way, by Britney.
And go back to Rudy. The guy thought he was charismatic. Look at the photo.
That yeah, on my face you can see. Am I? That's the face of, am I being groomed right now?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. For three Mondays in a row, all he did was tear apart. He's like, you have a Midwestern draw. You're not projecting. And I'm like,
And you were like, yeah, I'll go. He's like, wait, you're going to actually go?
No, he was very excited.
This is the easiest. He's probably tried that so many times.
All right, weirdo, I'll give you 6 weeks. Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he told you he wasn't trying to fuck you.
He did, yes.
What week was that, though?
Like the second week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think his husband knows about this and would be supportive of him doing this?
Yeah, well, they invited me into their home.
Oh.
You went to his house?
Oh, you went for dinner.
No, I went over there because he wanted to give me a book.
Fruity, he could bring a book to you.
Well, we were walking down the street. We were down the block from each other.
You were walking?
We lived on the same block, so would ride home.
You were gay dating this man.
No, I wasn't. What you did was a relationship.
Yeah, it was your boyfriend,
if you just
dude.
Wrote down everything you did together. Yeah.
You gay dated this man.
Honestly,
for
when
not,
you look
for
at the
kind of a significant amount of time, too.
And then he got a heart attack.
Yeah, dude, you were gay.
Nah,
I think you were.
It was. I mean, I did more with him than I've probably done with any other legitimate partner. Not that you really
Yeah. Lent you a book. You guys would walk together. You go to an acting class.
Would walk 100 yards together after riding in a cab together.
Would he text you at night?
Here's what you guys did: photo shoots,
yeah, no,
Shakespearean acting classes,
it wasn't
rides home, introspective conversations, walks. You went.
Did you read the book?
No.
Do you still have it?
Probably somewhere. Unless I had to give it back to him.
Do you have his number?
Yeah.
Text him.
I'll text him right now.
Let's give him a call.
No, just text him. He's like, "Hey, man, long time no see. Did we gay date?"
Yeah. Yeah.
While you do that, I'll tell you guys about HelloFresh. Make mealtime easy with delicious recipes made with fresh, wholesome ingredients delivered to your door. No lines, no hassle, just great tasting meals you can whip up and enjoy in the comfort of home. With the cost of groceries going up and up, now is the perfect time to get started with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. HelloFresh has 40 weekly recipes to choose from for all meal occasions, lifestyles, preferences. Take your pick from meals like soy glazed salmon with rice or mushroom and chive risotto. Delicious dinners are a cinch with HelloFresh's chef-crafted seasonal recipes that come with ingredients already pre-portioned, so all you have to do is cook and enjoy. HelloFresh makes it easy to eat with what you love. Customize select meals by swapping proteins or sides or even...
I said, hey, Roger.
Hold on. No, that was the end of the ad. I just need the promo code.
Oh, sorry.
Or even. Or even. Or even. Adding protein to a veggie dish. And now you can upgrade your organic chicken or organic ground beef on select meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/ANUS60 and use promo code ANUS60 for 60% off plus free shipping. That's ANUS60 at HelloFresh.com/ANUS60. I feel like that promo code's going up and up.
The percentage off is ANUS, yes.
I want to get to 100%
off. Yeah, one day.
One day. We'll ask him. Yeah, did you text him?
Yeah, I said, hey, Roger, it's Rudy. Miss you. Miss what we had.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What? No, you're still typing.
Well, I'm adding a little extra. Hope you're doing well.
There we go. Yeah, you were in a relationship with this man.
Plutonic. He said so.
That's insane.
He said so.
Yeah. What else is going on with you boys? I'm not doing stand-up Friday.
Aww.
I'm too old for that shit.
No.
I'm way too old for that shit. I'm too old.
You're natural. You could be selling out rooms across the country if you wanted to.
What do you mean you're too old?
What were you going to do?
Same thing.
Oh, and why not?
I don't know. I'll come be a game time decision. I don't even have my set memorized anymore. I haven't looked at it since that night.
Yeah. you're a natural at just going off the top. I mean, you should just go up with no plan and see how it happens.
That's horrible.
No, you should do that.
No. Okay.
It'll feel good.
To bomb?
You won't bomb.
You can probably use some of the same material too, no?
Or is that? I would use the entire thing. I would just say the same exact shit.
You should definitely do multiple in the next month.
All right.
Two to three plus different comedy shows.
Maybe.
I want to have them on every one. We don't even have to advertise it, but
I don't want to be on any graphic. I hate being on graphics.
No graphics.
There's so much pressure, and I don't like the way my name looks shape-wise.
Yeah, I don't want to see myself on a graphic, a flyer ever again.
We're going to try to do some live shows in Chicago, right? Mook reached out to some places. Surprise, Kyle.
No. No.
I knew that was coming.
Well, I know.
I hate it. Hate it.
But, something you got to do.
Mm-mm. Why?
It's a great way to interact with people.
Why do I have to do that?
Because if we want our...
I like to interact with people.
If we want our tickets and stuff paid for to go out to Chicago and look at how we like Chicago, we could just do two live shows.
For financial purposes?
Both, financial and...
Because, no, it's not. It's not that.
I mean, you'd make good money. No tomatoes, you'd actually get paid this time.
Yeah, but it's something that I really don't enjoy doing.
All right, show's canceled.
Okay.
Well, it never was started.
Mook has been in contact.
You're on a flyer somewhere already.
You're already on the flyer.
Am I on the flyer?
You're on the flyer.
I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah.
All right, I might do it.
Okay.
did you guys see that somebody did an AI of our podcast?
Yep.
And
yeah, it's phenomenal.
It is unbelievable.
I have it right here if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Here, I'll just do it into the mics.
Yeah, that's probably easier.
Hello, and welcome back to A New Untold Story, episode 600, presented by Felix Gray. If you're watching on YouTube, you probably noticed KB is looking a bit different. He had a slight incident over the weekend. While chasing a big booty Latina he saw at the beach, since KB gon' have that, he was viciously mauled by a tiger shark and lost both arms. I guess you won't even be feeling dicks gay now, Kot. Yeah. Well, he definitely...
Your yeah is so accurate. Perfect. Because they really captured you not paying attention to what I say, and then you... Yeah, hold on.
Do that.
Hold on, I gotta... That yeah.
That he
definitely took me by surprise. I recovered pretty quick and got him in a full Nelson. He really didn't like that, though, and that's when I got double Hamiltoned. At least I'm not a quadriplegic like that, meals on wheels brawly.
Dude, that's insane.
That's so good.
And I know it's like it sounds robotic, but it sounds robotic because
I mean, there was just like a little bit too long of gaps and spaces between words, which seems like it would be very fixable.
Yeah.
Other than that, it had everything. Like, you were overpronouncing words.
Yep. I was pissed hearing that. I was drawing out words. Yeah.
I can't wait for the future of that.
Maybe for the live show, we can just have a recording of KB's AI voice.
Well, did someone like type all that in? Because that was like funnier than what we could have done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever did it, please reach out.
I think we typed it
double
all
in. Double Hamilton. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody typed all that in. That was awesome. Something P. I forget his name.
We have the Castellani video.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
If we want to run through that.
Have you seen it, Rudy?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, Castellani's the man. Yeah. And he's nothing but supportive, good guy, pure guy. We just got to make sure the sound's on for the listeners when it's on the TV. This is a clip. So first of all, what I missed the whole thing.
He did a video with his mom.
He's showing her pictures of Barstool employees and having her see if she can guess the name of them.
Okay. Okay, oh, so we gotta pause that.
Go to your settings real quick and see if we can get it out the TV.
And we'll just overlay it on the YouTube so everybody can enjoy. Hold on. There we go. Make it easy. Is that a loud enough clap?
There needs to be an AirPlay code.
I turned it up.
Oh.
Should be good.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Funniest guy.
Mr. Ryan.
Yes, you got it. Okay.
Wait, pause. All right, so yeah. That's fine. She knows. Yeah, I mean, you're well known, and I get that. Okay.
Answered it quick. She answered it quick.
Like, play it again. It was too quick.
Funniest guy. Mr.
Ryan. Yeah. She's. Yeah, that was immediate.
And now you're up.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take still funny, but.
Him and Knicker Boys. Yeah, that's tough. It's KB.
Yeah, went from the funniest guy at Barstool to someone who's instantaneously recalled to not even
Nick's guy.
It's tough to remember. Wait, did she get it? I don't.
No.
She didn't.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Can we, did she get it?
No, she did not.
Yeah,
get it.
We'll play it one more time.
Funniest guy at Barstool.
Mr. Ronnie.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
I think she says, ooh, ooh.
What did she say? Yeah.
What did she say? What was her response like?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did she say, oh, yeah?
No.
No.
Okay.
Like she just found out?
Yeah, it's the first time she's ever heard that.
Play it again.
It's the first time she's ever heard the name Kyle.
Funniest guy at Barstool.
Mr. Ronnie.
Yes, you got it.
So, pause. Again, Castellani makes me feel great. Love him. Even when he sees the picture, start it over. When he sees me, he smiles. Look.
Again, all of this is fair so far. Look at he can't even. He's like laughing as he says your name. He's like thinking of everything you've ever said and like cracking up in his head.
And then it goes. Right,
he's smirking now, but he didn't realize. I don't know if he knows it's on me.
It goes to a frown. Oh. That's a textbook frown.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, he's the man.
What does she say when she finds it?
Him and Knicker Boys. Yeah, that's Tom. It's KB. His real name's Kyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move. Okay. Okay. Like she was like mad at Chris for wasting her time.
Definitely.
Funniest guy at Barstool.
Mr. Ronnie.
Yes, you got it.
Uh-oh.
Him and Knicker Boys. Yeah, it's Tom. It's
Tom.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, that's so fucking awesome. Yeah.
That was so pure. Every frame was just so authentically pure.
You couldn't act that.
No. I got to put that on our TikTok. It's so good.
Oh, that's so fun. Oh, that's awesome. Guys, you know what the heck it is. I do too. It's Game Time. It's created by fans for fans. Game Time is the ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. And they guarantee the lowest price. The big tournament's finally here, and if you're in Houston and getting tickets to those basketball games, couldn't be easier with the Game Time app. I promise you that. Me and my mom, we wanted to go see Billy Joel. Guess what? Went and saw Billy Joel. Easy.
You did?
Yes. Madison Square.
Oh, shit.
Yep. It was amazing. Dude, I got awesome. A bootleg t-shirt.
Dude, and it's spring. It's festival season.
It is.
And if you're planning on going or think you want to go in the summer, get the ticket now.
Your future self will thank you a lot. It's all possible with the Game Time app. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found on the seats you thought you could never buy. Whoop. The purchase process takes just 2 taps and 10 seconds, and once you buy your tickets, they're delivered directly to your phone, no printer needed. Download the Game Time app or go to the website, enter your email, and redeem code UNTOLD for $20 off your first purchase. $20 off. It's not 20%, it's $20. So you're buying a ticket for $60, that's $40.
Housekeeping. New part of housekeeping. Things I kept in the chamber on this episode.
Oh, I like that.
Things I kept in the chamber. Nick talked about spilling mac and cheese on your pants.
Yes.
Okay.
Mac and cheese, more like mac and jeans.
Yep.
Kept that one in the pocket.
Wait. No, that's. I think that's the best it can get. I'm trying to think if that can be improved.
Mac and cheese, more like
mac and jeans.
Mac and jeans.
What's a jean brand? Lee?
Levi's. Yeah.
Wrangler. True Religion.
Mac and Wrangler.
Try that one. Dude, yeah, I was on this date, and the crust just detached from the body of the pizza. Mac and cheese
you
pizza.
You got mac and cheese all over your jeans?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, mac and cheese on your jeans? More like mac and Wrangler.
Okay. No, I like that. Wait, this segment should be called... revisionist history.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
Rudy brought up daiquiri dogs in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Daiquiri dog or dequi? Sorry, let me run that back.
You can't even say Daquarius acts on purpose.
Daquarius dogs in Louisiana. I'm sure they have Daquarius dogs in Memphis.
Yep. Memphis. Best in the chamber. But Rudy's actually his Daquarius mess up. One time reminds me of my parents. I was in Pittsburgh, and I made a reservation at what I thought was a nice restaurant called Papage's. And I saw it. I saw the website, like Papage's. I think it was Italian. And I saw the logo. It was like this little cherub playing the horn. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dress nice. And I thought the letters were just alternating. It's just Papa J's. Yeah. And so I got a reservation. I thought that's a simple mistake.
No, because like Papage wouldn't be an Italian name.
No, but I thought it was like you can't even tell that's really.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I've Daquarius'd mm-hmm. myself.
Yeah.
Back to the Memphis. I can't even say. Can you say it again?
Memphis.
Thank you. Back to that. We posted that on TikTok, and somebody offered to bring you down to Atlanta to judge the Magic City twerk competition.
I feel like they have that like every day, though.
Technically, yes. But flyer-wise, probably once a month. Yeah.
Is Magic City the famous one with the wings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lemon pepper.
The lemon pepper wings.
Yeah.
Who was getting those? Who was eating those?
Lou Will. That's where we got lemon pepper Lou.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've Adam judged Lou. A twerk competition twice now.
Wait, what?
And neither one has gone well.
Twice? Oh, my God. Easily two of the worst moments of my life.
What are you talking about?
And I'm serious.
Yeah.
I didn't even put that together.
Mm-hmm. You've already judged two twerk competitions, both very, very poorly. Both in the same place.
Yeah, that's like something that like the premise or it spoken is funnier. Like you just can't. What are you going to do with a girl twerking? What are you going to say?
Nice one.
I roasted Northwest Ohio.
So the
like,
first
I
time
do on the podcast, and it was so bad.
He got the mic. This was no cameras. I wasn't there. You were with friends.
Yeah.
And they pulled you up there to host, and you got booed.
Yeah.
And then the second time was at Rediscovering, and that was just so uncomfortable. It was so uncomfortable.
Right. And that's never left me.
No. So we're going to pass on that.
Okay.
Well, he will.
KB mentioned he's pressing 245. Would you ever...
benching it 8 times.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, in a row. Yeah,
yeah, my bad. Would you ever personal train someone?
No.
Not even a thought.
I don't even, when I like get so angry when someone is even close to me at the gym.
Okay.
And I do it for my own vanity and that's it. Like I have no passion for lifting. I don't think it's fun. I don't care about the ins. I don't care about the technique. I do it to get more muscular and stronger.
Got it. Yeah.
I think that was like Mook's way of asking
when
to be
I
trained.
When I like see other people getting stronger and like keeping, I get pissed. So no.
Yeah, it was a double-edged sword. One, I need to get back in the gym. But two, one of my buddies, who's like a corporate guy, just started like personal training on the side. He like loves it.
Yeah, I would hate that.
Dudes love sharing like tips. That and golf.
Yeah, I know the feeling of helping, coaching, having that role. I wouldn't want that.
Maybe for the TikTok, you could parody like a weight training like tip thing. Just be like, just show up and do whatever you want, but it's actually what you do.
Okay. I would do a day in my gym life.
I think people would like to see it. Yeah. Cat update.
My hands are fucked.
She's playing a little
too
rough.
She's so fun. I can feel the endorphins being released when we cuddle together and play together. So it's always a worthwhile purchase.
Does she sleep with you?
She, on the bed? No, she'll like cuddle up for like a minute at a time, then go bounce around.
Is the apartment enough for her?
There's so much items. It's a small apartment, but she's having a blast.
You think she's having a blast right now?
She's constantly having a blast. It's awesome.
But she's clawing the shit out of you? Your hands?
You look messed up. Like, I'll like put, like, she like does it, we do it playfully. Where I'll put dangle my fingers until she starts biting. No animosity. It's awesome.
One more thing, Nick. You wrote a 4,000-word blog last week. Very good. Was it worth the time?
Nope, not worth it. Don't do it.
Yeah, it was.
Why?
Why do I do a live show? Why do we do anything? I think that was more for money. But why do anything if that's the case?
It's I was hoping it would be more rewarding. It was fun while I was doing it, but then towards the end, I was really ready for it to be over. And then I had like technical issues with the coding, and like something was broken. Then I had to go through and click everything. I'll end up doing it again.
Yeah. Last thing I had, part of revisionist history. I wrote a news joke about the Disney layoffs as well.
Oh yeah.
Disney began layoffs this week, according to CEO Bob Iger. Winnie the Pooh commented, "Oh, brother, looks like I'll finally have to buy some pants."
There it is. Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I saw somebody online just like, now it's Snow White and the Three Dwarves. And I think that's the best it can get.
Yeah, and there's like people. I was fishing, like, you know, how they came out with the Black Little Mermaid. I was like, can I do something with that? And I don't know.
Where you said, like, you were saying she probably can't.
I was going to say, like, back on unemployment.
Oh, I thought it was just going to be something about, like, it's the first mermaid that can't. Yeah.
Oh, that's. Yeah, there we go. You got some.
It's like the movie Blackfish.
What's that schizophrenia shit you're about to do?
Oh, yeah. The stream with Rudy.
Don't act.
What are you talking about?
You got to wear the same t-shirt for a month.
Oh, wait, my
what?
God. I forgot
He's
about that.
He's
going
to wear a shirt that says what?
If Rudy got 100 subs, I was like, I have to pick out a shirt for you to wear for a month straight. And it's just like, it just says, I'm schizophrenic and I have a gun.
And then it's a hand holding a gun.
It's like a hand like pointing, holding a gun.
I don't know where it is in transit, but it should be here soon. So I got to wear that for a month. I can wear a hoodie if I want, but the shirt's got to be on my skin
at all times. You could tweet Rudy for a check, like, hey, shirt check.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
So, well, congrats on 100.
That was just in that singular stream.
You got 100 in one stream?
I got 100 subs in a singular stream.
So what are you at now?
Total, like 1,100.
That's a lot. That's subscribers.
They're paying per
this
month.
This is not like YouTube. These are people who pay
$5
a
month.
That's big.
It's nice.
Hell
it
yeah.
That's sweet.
It's super sweet. Yeah. It allowed me to buy my sword that is just gone and nowhere to be found. And
I'm
showed up.
I'm upgrading.
No.
Fuck off.
I'm going. I want armor. Full suit.
That's kind of sick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I hope you fall over in your armor and you can't get
up. So I'm
going to
have I want him at my door like holding the sword face down, cuz the sword, I don't know where to put it. I've said this. So I figured I'll just put it against my suit of armor.
Didn't you wear like chainmail to sophomore year or something, or is that your
You've brought this up so much.
I never have.
Yeah, you do.
You or was it
it was me.
A classmate.
It was me, but a classmate made it for me after I paid.
He made chainmail?
I wore chain. Yeah.
I think it's weirder that you knew a dude that made chainmail. Uh-huh. That's a rare craft.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know more than one chainmail guy.
Oh my God.
Well, because I worked at a haunted house for a long time, volunteered. And there was, like, when you were in between, when you were in between scares, like in the house, there was this guy that was just making chainmail. And I learned a little bit. I made a patch.
Not yet.
Yeah, no, dude, 5th grade to 8th, 9th grade, every Halloween, every October, and a little bit, no, every end of September to even beginning of November, every night, weekend, so Friday to Sunday, till like 2 a.m., I was working in a haunted house, volunteering.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you wore the chainmail to school.
Right. I did, yes.
Every day?
No.
I'm just picturing you showing up to a school fight in chainmail, being like, pull up.
No, I didn't. I should have gotten beat up wearing chainmail. No. Yeah, I didn't get in trouble or anything, because we had metal detectors at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when I went through, it went crazy. But I just had to kind of just lift my shirt. And it was just chainmail.
And they're like, oh, cool. Okay, nice.
Yeah, they were just like, why? No.
I was talking about college.
No.
You've said this before, I thought. Someone went. It was either you or someone else.
Went in chainmail?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
To where?
To class.
No.
Okay.
No, it was high school and I wore it. All right. New Untold Story, episode 337. Mm. Thank you, guys. God bless.
I'm hyped for April.
Why?
Just leave it at that.
Is there something?
The change of the seasons and stuff.
Yeah, they're shifting over to a bunch of new Pokemon in Pokemon Go. I caught a shiny Lugia. I sent you the shiny Lugia. Yeah, I caught. You didn't respond.
No.
All right.